This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Primal Potential is about you. Your ability to change is not defined by yesterday and doesn't need to wait until tomorrow. Your transformation is now. Let's get started.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton, super excited to share with you a conversation that I had with one of my friends, Brooke Thomas. And I wanted to connect you with her, because what she helps people do is something that I've wanted for so long in my life, and something that I hear from you on such a regular basis: to create new rules for our lives, to step out of the confines of our past experiences, and to no longer feel burdened by or owned by a life that we created. Brooke believes in living out loud, in creating new rules, in deciding how you want your life to be, and then finding a way to make it happen. And she comes at this through trials and tribulations, because undoubtedly when we hear that, like, create your own rules and live a life you love, yeah, well, I have obligations, I have stuff going on. And so does Brooke. In fact, part of what brought Brooke to her passion was her pain and her struggle. She was newly married, in a great career, and so excited to find out that she and her new husband were expecting their first child. And then, while she was pregnant, she found out that she had cancer. And that changed everything. And no longer was it about looking good or fitting into those particular pair of pants. It was about getting healthy. Prioritizing health to save her life, to be there, to experience marriage, to experience motherhood. And it created in her a passion for helping people live well, not just in terms of their health, but in terms of their mindset. Because, you know, one of the things we talk about today is if you don't lead with mental wellness, then the physical wellness is just a house of cards. Because your mental wellness drives so much of your overall wellness, of your ability to live a life that you love. So we talk about so many things. We talk about what mental wellness even means. And if you don't like yourself, never mind love yourself, where do you go from there? We talk about how we have broken the rules, created new rules, and how you can do that too. It's a really powerful conversation. I can't wait for you to hear it. And make sure you go to the show notes for today's episode, primalpotential.com/589. On the show notes, you'll find everything you need to know about connecting with Brooke and everything that she has going on. She is an incredible force for good. She's one of the most enthusiastic women I've ever met. And I can't wait for you to hear our conversation. So, Brooke, welcome to the podcast. I am so excited to have you here.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
One of the things that I have been dying to talk to you about is your passion for helping people who feel either burnt out or overwhelmed. Because what I'm seeing in so many of my clients is that they almost feel like beholden to the status quo. Like the way things have been is the way they have to continue to be. Like they're trapped in this life that they created. And you just have such an energizing way of helping people see that that's actually not true at all, that you're not trapped, that you're not stuck, that there is something else more for you available. So I would love to start there. When you are working with clients who feel burnt out, who feel overwhelmed, how do you start to help them entertain the idea that there's so much more?
Yes, I love this topic because I think that what you said is so accurate about, you know, feeling like we have to do things a certain way, maybe based on rules that were passed down to us, or based on, you know, what society's doing or the way it's feeling, right? And I really know my heart, and I know you agree with this, that we are allowed to rewrite the rules for our life. Like, we get to, I always say, if you're an adult, like, you actually get to choose what you get to do on a daily basis. Everything's a choice. And I think so many times we do get stuck in a rut, or we get stuck in a place that could absolutely lead to overwhelm or burnout based on what we think we have to do, based on what people have told us, or told us what they thought we should do, or what was expected of us. But the beautiful thing about life is that we really get to choose. And I always even say, like, listen, if you're in a job, or you're in a relationship, or you're in any situation and you really are not happy, you're bitter, you're angry, you're burnt out, or you're in overwhelm, just stop and, like, really reassess why you're there and what's your vision for your life. And you can either regroup, and sometimes I do believe that, like, we just need to, like, stop and breathe and regroup and realize that we do have to just, like, slow down to speed up, even though I hate thinking about that because I like to move fast. But sometimes it is just, like, a reevaluation of what we decided to do. We just kind of need to start adopting, like, a different mindset around it, you know, understanding why we originally decided to do that, and just kind of regroup. Or most of the time it is that maybe that's not what you're supposed to be doing, because you shouldn't have to feel that way. And we do get to decide what our life looks like if you want to, you know, truly be happy and thrive and all of those things. I just think that in the past, you know, we have been conditioned to think that, like, you know, these are our roles as women, or these are our roles as men, and if we do anything outside of that, then we're breaking the rules, right? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
So I just feel like, you know, I love to wake up every day and know that I'm in control of my life, and I have to take 100% responsibility for everything that I do and don't do, and everything that I have is exactly my fault. Like, when I kind of adopted that, that's when my life started to really change.
I think that's so powerful. And when you said slow down to speed up, it reminded me of, this is one of the hardest pieces of advice that I've ever had to take, and the most difficult to get on board with, but one of the most powerful. It actually comes from a CrossFit athlete that I follow, and he's one of the best CrossFit athletes in the world. And he says, slow is smooth and smooth is fast.
That is good.
Right? Because the idea that if we feel overwhelmed and we feel burnt out, that in any way slowing down is going to help can feel totally counterintuitive.
Yes.
But it's not.
Yes. So true.
I really love that. And I think that if anybody walks away with just trying out that idea, you don't have to stick with it forever. Like, none of these strategies, just like you said, we make the rules. You can try, let me slow down, let me do less, let me go more slowly through my day instead of rushing, rushing, rushing. You're not married to it. It's not a religion that you committed to. You can make the rules. You can try slower, and you don't like it, you can go back to being like chicken with your head cut off.
Exactly. That's so funny. And it also reminds me of the people that you have in your tribe, your circle, you know, being surrounded with people that will actually remind you who you really are and give you the permission to slow down, and that you will still be successful. Like, I've had people in my life that, you know, I feel like don't get me. Mm-hmm. And they will tell me to stop doing something because they don't understand it.
Yeah.
And so it's almost like, I think that that's why I would get stuck in a trap of, like, well, I'm not slowing down because they just don't get me. And, like, they don't want me to succeed.
Yeah.
But, you know what I mean? And that's, like, right, a really hard thing. 'Cause I'm like, no, I'm not going to let you do that to me. You know, that's my old self. But like what I realized was I just needed to up-level my tribe and my community. And when I say up-level, I mean like I needed people that really did understand me and really did want the best for me. And they would speak life into me and over me. And those people actually will support whether you slow down or speed up. Yeah. And they want the best for you. And it's so awesome to be surrounded with women like you that like it's almost like a heart connection where we really get each other and like we don't have to explain it, but it's just there. And when you have those people in your life, it allows you, I feel like for me, not to feel overwhelmed or burnt out because they remind me who I am. And then I know that the vision is already laid out. I'm getting there. But when I'm around people that understand like how to get there and I look to them too, it allows me to see things differently instead of feeling like, okay, well, if I slow down and I stop, I might end up like them over there that don't want me to accomplish this. Right. Instead, I can look to people that are actually doing it and doing it well and see what their lifestyle is like also. And I think I do the same for people too. I think we all can inspire each other by what we choose to do. And again, like what you said, a big part of that is rewriting our rules and just going, yeah, it's okay. Like, okay, if you have to stop that right now, like what's the big deal, you know?
Right. And honestly, I think too, when you, as you said, surround yourself with people who want to see you win, there's a trust there because even though we have connected only recently, I don't have to explain, yeah, but you don't get it, Brooke. Like I'm trying to do X, Y, Z because there is that similar way of thinking, that similar passion for a great life and being of service and taking great care of ourselves. I don't feel that defensiveness that I felt with other people when they've told me maybe slow down or do things differently. And I've wanted to kind of go head to head and be like, well, let me prove to you why my way is the right way. When you surround yourself with people who you just know want you to win, you don't have to defend yourself.
Oh, yes. And isn't it a beautiful place? And I know that that's probably part of your, you know, mission with what you do and your podcast. And, you know, I always just really hope that there are other people listening to us going, wait, I need that too, because life is so exhausting when you have to feel like you have to explain yourself to people.
Right.
You know, it's exhausting.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Well, no, it's just so true. Like, but you don't have to.
Right. It's that whole rewriting the rules. It's like, listen, I know I'm qualified because I'm qualified. If I feel like I'm qualified, then my people will find me and they'll know I'm qualified.
Yep.
I don't want to explain to somebody else, you know, that might be questioning what I know that I'm good at.
Right.
Things like that, you know, and same thing with like, you know, you and I have a common bond with, you know, mental wellness, emotional wellness, and just how much that affected both of us. I think growing up in the whole space of nutrition and fitness and, you know, just how, and I believe also in business, how, you know, if our mental and emotional well-being is not, you know, in a place that is healthy, which kind of brings me back to the people that you surround yourself with, the decisions you're making. I mean, how many people do you know that are literally miserable in their job or miserable in their life, and they literally, all they do is complain about it, which is making them depressed and like feeling defeated. And it's like, I'm watching them just like in this cage of like paralyzation, wondering like if they actually know that they have a choice, because we all do, right?
That speaks to one of my favorite quotes, which couldn't be more timely too, because it's a quote from the poet Rumi, and my new puppy's name is Rumi after the poet.
But awesome.
One of the quotes that changed my life came from Rumi, and it says, "Why do you stay in prison when the door is so wide open?"
Oh, so good. You just pull out these quotes left and right. I love it.
Where I'm really excited to dig in with you is a perspective you have and you share so brilliantly that if I had a magic wand, I would plant it inside the brains of everybody that I know. And that is that mental wellness trumps physical wellness. And I want to talk about that because we live in a world where everybody is waving the flags of their physical wellness programs. Like, do this and you'll lose weight. Exercise like this and you'll have a six pack. And it's almost like the low-hanging fruit. When people are unhappy, they just go to the physical wellness. Well, if I just lose some weight, if I just start running, and then they're on this yo-yo, right? Like, we take two steps forward, two steps back, and we're constantly struggling with the same thing. And you feel strongly, I agree with you, and I think that it's a growing perspective that mental wellness comes first. Talk to me about that.
Absolutely. And yes, it's been such a journey for me, my whole entire life too, around this topic. And, you know, I have realized with not only my own journey, but just so many other women, especially that I've, you know, had the honor of just working with, that it does go back so much to our own, you know, mental well-being, which means like how much we truly understand how to love ourselves, right? Like, it is so hard to love others when we can't love ourselves. Mm-hmm. And there is such a, you know, such an overwhelming amount of, I don't know the word, like just guilt, I guess, and just like fear also around, you know, if we are given like a process, like you can give anybody, you know, like a process to, or a plan to eat well and healthy and go work out at the gym. But like, what is it that's going to get them to actually like keep that going? And what are the things that are going to actually drive them to enjoy life while they're doing it? And it does work differently for everybody. And one of the biggest things I think that we're missing is being able to not only understand, you know, healthy living from a perspective of food and fitness, but what that means internally, like that internal abundance for ourselves, to love ourselves enough to know that we are created to thrive and be healthy and feel good. But so much of that is what we tell ourselves and what others tell ourselves and how we feel after we eat certain things and how we feel once we've fallen off a plan. Because I know for myself, like, I used to be the type that would, you know, follow a plan that and literally feel like I was the only person on earth being punished. And why was I punishing myself? Because everybody else seemed to be enjoying, you know, all this amazing food while I was eating like fat-free, sugar-free, tasteless stuff. And I was not losing weight. And then I would like get really hungry or want something really amazing. And then I would binge eat where I would just, I would eat like a gallon of ice cream and be like, oh my gosh, this is so good. And then like, it would maybe be like Wednesday, right? And I'm like, okay, it's Wednesday. So I'll just start back over on Monday. So what would happen is from Wednesday to Sunday, I would just go crazy with everything and anything. And again, it wasn't the food. It was just like this compulsion to control something that I had fallen off of. And I felt so bad about it. But I hid it. Like, I didn't tell anybody. It was just this internal battle. And it was never about like me being healthy and well until after, you know, until about 15 years ago, after I was diagnosed with cancer and I was faced with death. This was all like pre, you know, this was like from 25 years, you know, and then prior to that, probably like the age of 15 to 25, you know? And I just feel like I really got so caught up in like what the world told me healthy and pretty and skinny was and versus like what real health was and what I was telling myself about my worth as a woman and my value as a human. And, you know, that, you know, I do believe that food and, you know, keeping yourself healthy and working out, all of that is absolutely something that helps us to thrive and feel good. But first, We must love ourselves and help ourselves be mentally well. And the way we're speaking to ourselves is number one. And the way we allow other people to speak to us is number two, right?
Yeah.
And I don't know, am I going off on a tangent? Did you want to stop?
No, not at all. What I was thinking of my listeners as you were talking, and I was feeling for the people who are afraid to embrace a path where mental wellness comes before physical wellness, because they fear that if they work on loving themselves, that they'll let themselves go physically. And what I have found to be true is that it's the opposite, but I understand that fear. Like, if I'm not fighting for my body, if I'm not fighting for weight loss, if I'm not leading with that, then I'm just going to be like, screw it. I'm good enough. I'm going to eat everything and I'm going to love myself. And that's not what we're talking about. But that is what I have experienced keeps people from prioritizing or putting first or leading with mental wellness. So tell me a little bit more about what that means to you, like for the people who are like, yeah, sounds nice, but if I don't fight first for this pursuit of thin, pursuit of weight loss, pursuit of the physical health standards, then like I'm in trouble.
Exactly. It's the exact opposite of that for sure. I mean, we want to make sure that we let go of the fight. I think that's the whole thing, right, Elizabeth?
Yes.
Like, I think that's it. I'm so glad you said that, because I think it's like those chains that we feel against ourselves, the fight against ourselves, that we actually are loved just for us. Like, just because we're alive and like we don't have to fight against anyone or anything, especially ourselves. And so I would say, like, understanding that we can give up the fight. Mm-hmm. And that is like the first thing that comes to my mind when I think of mental wellness and mental well-being, being able to understand that it doesn't have to be a fight and that we will be our healthiest, best selves the minute we give up that fight against what we have to do in order to be physically healthy. Does that make sense?
It totally does. And I am always telling my listeners that you want to work with yourself, not against yourself. Yeah. There's not two teams. It's you versus temptation or cravings. There is one team. It's just you.
Yes.
And you cannot hate your way to a body that you love. It doesn't work that way.
Absolutely.
But I want people, for the people who are like really convinced that loving themselves means letting themselves go. And we are standing here saying, no, no, it's the opposite. But I understand that fear, because I had that fear myself. If I wasn't furiously in the pursuit of a different body, that I just wouldn't care. And I'd check out and I'd be like, oh, let's eat that ice cream. Why not? Let's binge until Monday. Who cares? I'm happy and I love myself exactly as I am.
Right.
When you said the word well-being, I love language. I was a Latin major before I was a nutrition major. So like I love words. But if we think about it, well-being, it's not just like this amorphous concept of like health, being well. What does it look like to be well today versus, oh my God, I can't eat that. I need to, you know, run for an hour because I had ice cream last night or whatever it is about what does it look like to be well today? And that's not just about the food that goes into my mouth. That's about how, like you said, how I talk to myself and how I let other people talk to me.
Yes.
If that's the lead horse, then that eliminates such a huge part of the problem that leads us to the ice cream in the first place.
Absolutely. It also brings me to when you said that, what triggered for me was the words peace and forgiveness. Mm-hmm. So like when you say, what does it mean to be well? Like I think about what does it mean to live literally peaceful and like that it is well in your soul, like that it is well because you can stand there and for, you know, again, forgive yourself first You know, and that's where the loving yourself piece comes in. Like, yes, you love yourself enough to be healthy enough to put the right things in and not just let yourself go, like you said, right? Like, that's not what I mean, but also forgive and live in peace. Like, literally, mindset and, you know, emotional and mental well-being to me is truly living in peace with who you were created to be. And, you know, understanding that, like, the way you talk to yourself first is the most important thing. And would you talk, you know, to yourself, whatever you say to yourself, would you say that to your best friend? Would you say that to the person that you love? You know?
Right. Like, if you called me and said, oh my gosh, Elizabeth, I ate my weight in ice cream last night, never in a million years would I say, Brooke, you're totally disgusting. You always do this. What is wrong with you? You're out of control. Like, never. I would be like, what kind of ice cream?
Yeah. I always say, like, if you're trying to live a healthy life and you're living a healthy life and you're doing all the things, and then you have like something that maybe you shouldn't have had, or you enjoyed the ice cream or whatever you think, right? Like, I like that you shouldn't have, because again, those are rules that we don't really want to place, right? Like, oh, bad girl, whatever. But I'm always like, hey, listen, you did it. Be like, yeah, that was awesome.
Right.
I enjoyed every moment of it, but let's get right back on the train. Like, let's not wait 4 days. Let's just get right back on the train.
Yeah.
And I think that you and I are both similar in, like, let's talk about the, like, if there's like, you know, if there's something to happen, let's talk about it. And then let's enjoy, let's like talk about it in a good way. Like, that was awesome. Maybe I had a little too much, but you know what? It was really good. Now I'm going to go eat some celery. No, I'm just kidding.
Exactly.
And you have people that pull you out because they want you to be successful. They want you to feel amazing, right? And it's like, okay, girl, let's go get this, you know, or whatever. Does that make sense?
Totally. And I think what's overlooked sometimes when we're in that fear of, oh my gosh, if I let go of this fight, if I let go of this struggle, if I let go of this story of deprivation and missing out in willpower, that I'm going to then, you know, like, gain 50 pounds overnight or whatever it is. What I think is missing is that when you lead with, I'm just here to be happy and healthy.
Yes.
And when you lead with how I talk to and about myself, how I talk to and about my choices is going to eliminate so much of what made up the struggle to begin with.
Totally. Completely.
And that is where I think you communicate so brilliantly this work about mental wellness. If you lead with getting rid of the story about shame, the story about the past, the story about the problem, the story about the fear, then you've eliminated most of what was driving the unhealthy behaviors to begin with.
Yes, it's so true. I'm so glad you brought up that word shame, because I do believe, you know, so many of us are walking around with shame and pain from our past. Mm-hmm. And it is, you know, a way we all have different habits of trying to cover that up so nobody knows about that, right? Mm-hmm. And I love that we're in, you know, this time and space where I feel like people are really being vulnerable and talking about their pain and shame so that it can be released. That's what it's all about, being released, right?
And ownership without judgment.
Yes.
Like, this happened. It's a fact. I'm not denying it, but I'm also not labeling it. I'm not carrying it with me. It's not good or bad. I'm not good or bad. That choice was just a choice I made. Period. The end. No more drama.
Well, and if every child could be told that too, right?
Right.
That's where it starts.
Here's the thing. They are being told by our example.
Yes. So good. Yes, Elizabeth. That's
Which
so
is
true.
Such an opportunity for us, like, even if we're not motivated to change our story for ourselves, let's change our story for our kids.
Absolutely. The next generation. And again, for ourselves, I mean, there's so much that we harbor from words that were spoken over us, or examples of, you know, people that were, you know, just in our life that we thought were, you know, the example, right?
Yeah.
And one of the things that I love to say to women is, you know, like, we can rewrite, not only rewrite the rules, but rewrite our story of who we want to be. So it's like, if you always wish you could be a certain woman, or you looked up to a certain woman, or you wish that you had a certain type of woman in your life, I believe it's our opportunity to just be that woman. Yeah. Again, you can choose to rewrite, like, on a daily basis. Like, we all make mistakes, but like, we can choose to show up as the woman that we want to be. Yeah. And we get to choose that. And it's amazing. Like, our stories of our past, they're only, you know, stories that can strengthen us, give us more depth and wisdom to relate to other people. And I'm so grateful for those, but it's not who I am. And it's not what I want to be known for. Right. So I had to decide to show up differently and be that woman that I was craving. I remember, like, literally craving certain types of women around me that would just get me, that, you know, would understand me, that I could love, like they could love me back, like, you know, just like that real connection.
Yeah.
And I just remember so clearly, I felt like God said to me, like, well, go create it. What are you waiting for? What are you waiting around for? You know, right. Like, go create it, or go be that woman to somebody else. And it was like, the minute I started doing that, it's just like, women just started flocking. And it was like, I found so many women that were like me that actually were craving that too.
Yeah.
And that's what's so, that to me is what mental wellness is. Like, when you really find that peace and, you know, that place where you're just well, right? Because you are just showing up fully you and feeling accepted, like, amongst, you know, well, you don't have to really feel accepted amongst other people, but you show up so fully you that, like, it's kind of like that phrase, like, I want you, but I don't need you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I would use that a lot. It's like, listen, I am such a lover. Like, I want people to want me, and I want people, you know, to love me and like me, but guess what? I don't need you. I want you, right. But I don't need you. And when you show up in that posture, it's like the right people just start to flock to you, you know?
Let me ask you this. If somebody is listening right now and they think, I love the idea of being the kind of woman I want to be, or I love the idea of loving myself, but I don't, and I don't even know where to start. Are there one or two tools that you can give to that person that's like, yeah, sounds great, but like, I don't understand how to begin?
Yes. So I do this identity. One thing that comes to my mind is I do this identity exercise. A lot of times I think it is very hard for us to identify what our identity is. Like what are all the traits I have? Like, we just are like, I'm not there, you know, like, I don't know who I am, or I don't know how to be that. I've done this, and this, or I don't really know my qualities or my identity, because I think that's where it kind of starts from. And I usually have women, you know, if I'm one-on-one with them, it's like, okay, why don't you first, like, and they don't know that I'm doing this for this purpose, but I love to encourage women to write down, like, at least, like, just three women that have really impacted them. Three women, it could be dead or alive, famous, family, whatever, it doesn't matter. But three different women on a piece of paper that really impacted them in a positive way, you know, mentally, like, just emotionally, or maybe they look to them like, oh, I wish that I could be more like that, whatever that is. So write down those three women. And then underneath each woman, write down all the traits and qualities and all the things that they've done that made you feel amazing, or made you feel like you had purpose, or made you feel like you had hope, or made you feel something. And what are all those traits and qualities? And then usually when we go back and look at everything, I cross off all the women's name, the three women's names at the top, and I put that woman's name. And typically almost every single trait and quality that those three women have are actually the traits and quality that woman has too. She just had lost herself. Like usually we see what we are in other women. We're usually, or other people, we're usually drawn to people that are similar to what we have inside of us, but sometimes it's hard for us to recognize it within ourselves. And when we really look, I mean, every single time, they look at that paper, they're like, oh my gosh, I am this, I am this, I am this. Mm-hmm. But they had not recognized it in themselves because it's hard to pull it out of ourselves.
Yeah.
And when you look at it on a piece of paper and you're really honest with yourself and you could say, well, I am really funny, or I really do this, or I really, and it's like, because it's what made them feel alive. It's what made it, somebody else did to them. They actually really have that inside of them too. So I like to start there because it's a good place to say, you know what? You do have an identity. You do have traits and qualities that the world needs, and you need to, you just lost them. Like, I mean, you lost them for a little bit. You forgot, you know, and I want to awaken that spirit within you and remind you that this is you, you know, you don't have to look to somebody else. This is you. But when are you going to start beginning? So then the next phase would be like, okay, what's stopping you? All these traits and qualities that you're like, yeah, that is me. I am like that, or I was like that. Where are the gaps? Like, where is the gap that's stopping you from really showing up as that today? You know, who, like, what was the circumstance or situation that happened that really stopped you in that moment? Do you remember the first moment that stopped in you? You know, usually, you know, there's some sort of circumstance or situation or a moment that trait maybe was shut down, right? Or that quality was quieted, like somebody told them to, you know, be quiet, or that they weren't good enough. And they start to understand a little bit more around like, wait a second, I'm still that girl. Like, I'm still that person. And now I'm an adult and I get to show up fully me and own this, because that is who I really am.
Yeah.
Because again, I like value everybody, and I think everybody has a purpose here on this earth, and it just looks different depending on, you know, who they are, but everybody's valuable. Like, I believe.
Oh yeah. And I'll add to that. One of the things that helped me so much was identifying the stories I told myself about the way I don't want to be, and just very simply not telling myself that story anymore.
Yeah.
Like, as simple as that sounds, like, I used to tell myself, like, I'm not good around new people. And instead of saying, like, I'm amazing around new people, I'm just however I choose to be.
Yes.
It's not, sometimes we think we have to sell ourselves a story we don't believe. And I'm sure that works for a lot of people. But for me, it wasn't like going from I'm not good around new people to I'm amazing around new people that didn't feel real or true for me. But I just took all the pressure off by saying, I'm however I choose to be. I can go in and choose to be social and gregarious and outgoing and open.
Yeah.
Or I can go in and stand against the wall. I decide. I can show up in any moment however I choose to show up in that moment.
And your people love you for that, right? Like, your people find you and they love you for that. Like, you, that's it right there. Not having to perform or put on a mask or be somebody else so that others will like us, love us, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Not for me, right? Like, I tell myself this all the time, like, whether you consider it a prayer or a mantra, like, show me who is not for me.
Because
it's just like a surrender. Not everybody is going to be for me. And the other one that I use is, what I want wants me.
Ooh, I love that. That is good, Elizabeth.
Break. Like, if it doesn't want me, I don't want it.
Right.
What I want wants me.
Yes. I always used to be that girl that was like, I never understood. I'm like, listen, if you don't like me, then not that I mean, I don't like you either. Like, it's cool. Like, I don't want to like sit here and be hanging out with somebody that doesn't like me.
Right.
Like, that's not fun. That is awful. That's so awful, because you just go into more of a downward spiral. I have actually a woman that I mentor that's in my elite program, and she literally is the most spectacular woman. She's from New York. She's so talented, so gifted, just incredible. And she's had these group of friends. And there's like one like queen bee ringleader that she's had literally since she was a child. Now she's like mid 40s. Okay. Mm-hmm. And she literally has been pushed down by this little group most of her entire like life. And she just thought that that was her place because she didn't know any different. And she started meeting some new people and then was introduced to me, and she's surrounded with like such an amazing tribe now, such amazing women that just lift her up, pull her up, tell her how awesome she is, because she really is so talented. And it was like, she was like, oh my gosh, I didn't know it could be like this. I didn't know that I could share my gifts and people would be like, yeah, that's awesome. Because I was so used to like hiding because they didn't like it. Or, and I'm like, gosh, that sounds like jail. It sounds like torment, you know? But so many people are walking around like that, right? And that's part of the whole mental wellness piece that we're talking about too, I believe.
Oh yeah, without a doubt. And you know, if you open yourself up to a different version of the story you've been telling yourself, which is kind of how we kicked off this conversation, you make the rules.
Yes. Yes. That we get to rewrite the rules of our life and our business and everything. Isn't that so freeing to say that?
Yes. Like I used to, and I've talked about this very recently on the podcast, I had a terrible money mindset for so long. And one of the most calming and empowering mantras that I have is I create my results. And it's true in relationship as well. If it's not working for you, change the damn rules.
Yeah. I mean, even down to like, you know, I'm sure you deal with this a lot too. And it's beautiful when you can see a woman or even a man like rewrite the rules that they get to live out by. Like there are still people that just assume that they have to do certain things because their mom or their grandmother did it.
Right.
And they thought that that was, well, I'm a mom. So I'm in charge of all the laundry, all the cleaning, all the this. And I work and I have like three jobs.
Nope.
And it's like, wait a second. And I had this one woman too, that like, she literally was so miserable and she was an amazing mom of three. And she really did have enough income coming in her family that she didn't really have to do anything if she didn't want to outside of her businesses, you know what I mean? And being a mom. But she was so depressed. I mean, I'm talking like really depressed to the point where after school, all she wanted to do is sleep because of the laundry that she had to do. And she hated laundry, hated it. I'm talking about a 50-year-old woman, okay? Gorgeous, amazing, smart, beautiful, brilliant, whatever, all the things. And she's like, I just want to sleep my life away because of this laundry. And I was like, okay, so like, does your husband make you do laundry? Can you not afford to have somebody come in? And I'm only saying this because she does run businesses and she's a mom and
sure,
she could afford it, right? So I said, what's the issue here? And she's like, she just looked at me like, well, I have to do laundry because I'm a mom. And I'm like, but like you, like what, who's telling you? I said, would your husband get mad if you got like a housekeeper? No, he doesn't care. Okay, do you not have money for a housekeeper? Should we talk about that? Nope, got plenty of money. I'm like, and you're really that miserable. Like this is the one thing that you're really upset about. Like it really makes you want to go to sleep every afternoon because you really dread the laundry. Yes. Okay, but like you know that you don't have to do that, right? Well, I have to. I'm the mom. And I'm like, I don't understand this. Like, why do you feel like you have to? She's like, because like that's what my mom did and that's what her mom did. And you know, and I was like, well, how did your mom feel about it? And she was like, she used to be so miserable. She used to say that like she said she was like so miserable that she was depressed and slept a lot and she never wanted to be like that. And she almost, and I know this sounds so basic and it sounds so like, oh my gosh, well obviously she didn't even realize in that moment until she said it out loud.
Right.
That she was taking on these traits and these rules and actually even doing the things that she said she never wanted to do or be like, and she didn't even realize it and she was in it.
Yeah.
And that's the kind of stuff that I love to set people free of because, you know, we don't have to do those things if we don't want to. And I'm using something so like, you know, I really don't mean to use something like laundry, you know, but it could be laundry. It could be a job. It could be a relationship. It could be anything, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah. It could be the fact that struggling with food, like you just assume that it has to be a struggle. No, it doesn't.
Yes, exactly. It's all in the way you talk out loud. You talk to yourself. And what you said, like your mantras are huge.
Yeah, absolutely. So Brooke, I know that everybody who's hearing this is like, she is speaking my language. I need to know more. Like, where can I find her? Talk to me about what you're doing, how people can connect with you. And guys, everything that Brooke says, I will make sure to link up on the show notes page for today's episode.
Well, thank you so much. So first of all, you can go to my website, brookthomas.com, and everything is pretty much there. All of my businesses, all the things that I do. I'm partnered with a mental wellness company. I also do a lot of programs, masterminds, live events, and my business is Live Out Loud. And on Instagram, you can follow me at Live Out Loud Brooke, and that's where I have a lot of creative fun. And I just, you know, love to empower women, encourage them to go to the next level in their life and their business. And and you can find me on Facebook too, Brooke Thomas, or Live Out Loud with Brooke Thomas. Everything's pretty much Brooke Thomas or Live Out Loud.
You guys, I don't think I've ever even mentioned this before, but it is so worth it when it comes to Brooke. Every single person who hears this, if you're on Instagram, you need to follow her on Instagram. If you're on Facebook, follow her on Facebook. And here's why it's so important. We talked a lot about the people that you surround yourself with. And when we spend as much time as we do on social media, you have all these messages from other people that you do not control coming into your consciousness day in and day out. And that is going to shape the way you think about your life, the way you think about your day, the way you think about traffic, the way you think about the bill that came in the mail. And one of the most powerful things, because you know, we talked about upgrading your tribe and surrounding yourself with people who encourage and inspire you. And I know that a lot of people are like, well, I just don't have those kinds of people in my life. Well, you can do something about that. The beauty of technology, the beauty of being alive in this day and age is that you can curate what comes into your life and the people with whom you build a relationship with through social media. So mark it on your to-do list. Go to the show notes page for today's episode. Follow Brooke because her energy, her positivity, her empowerment is going to make your life better, period. That's just the way it is.
Wow. Thank you. That was so encouraging. I really appreciate you saying that. Thank you, Elizabeth.
Well, it's totally true. Like you are, everybody has Instagram stories and I will be the first to say, I don't watch almost anybody's, but I watch yours.
Thanks.
They uplift me. They encourage me. And I need more of that in my life. We all need more of that in our lives. Just voices that are encouraging us to show up, love ourselves, take great care of ourselves, focus on what is good, what is great, and be a positive inspiration for other people. Like you bring that energy into my life every single day. And so though we don't live in the same city and we can't connect in person, I take very seriously the fact that I can connect with you and get some of your energy into my life every single day through social media. And so folks need to do that more often.
Girl, thank you. You're speaking my language. I feel the same about you. Thank you so much. That really blessed me that you said that. So thank you. I'll keep doing it then.
Totally my pleasure. Brooke, if you could leave one last thought with a listener today, maybe somebody who is really fighting hard to create an improvement in their lives, or maybe they're struggling, if you could leave them with one thought, give them just one idea to walk away with today or one word of encouragement, what would that be?
One thing I really want to say that changed the course of my life was this statement, and I'm going to say it to the audience, and then I just want to say one more thing about it. So I want to say, whatever it is that you want to do, whatever it is that your heart desires, whatever your soul's calling is, I want to say to you, why not you and why not now? I really believe that that changed me because I had had so many voices in my head and other people telling me that it wasn't my time or I wasn't right for it or I wasn't smart enough or worthy enough or whatever it is. And I remember a moment where I finally had had enough and I asked myself that question. Like, why not me? They're doing it. She did it. Why can't I? Like, why not me? And I didn't want to wait. I didn't want to go through that long, drawn out journey that everybody, it's like kind of like that statement of like, well, it took you a long time to get here, so it's got to take you a long time to get out. I don't believe that. I believe you can change immediately right now and you don't have to wait. So I want to give you permission to know that you are amazing right now. And why, whatever it is that you want to do, why can't you do it? And why can't you do it right now?
Yeah.
So I hope that helps.
I love that. It helped me. It helped me. So thank you for that. I wrote it down. That's going in my journal tonight. Brooke, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for your energy, for your passion. It just is so genuine and authentic with you. It's one of the reasons that I love and admire you. So thank you so much for sharing your gifts with my audience today.
I appreciate it so much. And you seriously are an inspiration to me. I love everything about you. And I just can't wait to get to know you even more. And I just, it's just truly just a blessing to be friends with you. I feel the same. I really do. So thank you.
My pleasure.
Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word Primal to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word Primal to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.